From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Ryan Femuliner. Missouri Republican lawmakers are introducing abortion bills they hope will be challenged in court. This is part of an effort to chip away at Roe v. Wade, the Supreme Court case that legalized abortion. As part of a collaboration with the Columbia Missourian, KBIA's Aviva Okeson-Haberman tells us how a more conservative Supreme Court is affecting lawmakers.
Always vigilant. That's a message on the back of Kathy Fork's red sweatshirt. She's wearing it today to show her support for the Midwest March for Life. She helped organize the annual anti-abortion event, which includes a rally and a mass for life. The afternoon light is shining through the stained glass windows at St. Peter's Church in Jefferson City as Fork joins the other parishioners in song.
I would say our main message is that the life-affirming movement is alive and well.
To see this in action, you just need to go across the street to the state capitol building, where lawmakers have already introduced more than 20 bills related to abortion. That's where you'll find Sam Lee. He's worked for 34 years as an anti-abortion lobbyist.
This is a wonderful state to work in as a pro-life lobbyist. We have great lawmakers. We have two-thirds plus majorities in both the House and the Senate.
Lee says the nature of the abortion debate is different this year. Republican lawmakers are concerned about New York passing a law expanding access to abortion. Another motivating factor is new Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. He said during his confirmation hearing that Roe v. Wade was important precedent. But as a federal appeals court judge, he wrote that the government has permissible interests in favoring fetal life, leading anti-abortion activists to be hopeful that he'll be sympathetic to laws restricting abortion.
I think it's motivating lawmakers to introduce bills and also introduce certain types of bills that might be upheld under a changed U.S. Supreme Court.
Ashley Gray says this is part of a nationwide trend. She's a state advocacy advisor with the Center for Reproductive Health. That group has challenged laws restricting abortions in court.
2019 is a watershed year for abortion legislation, and we're absolutely seeing, you know, state legislatures that are already hostile to abortion just increase ever much so.
Gray says her group has counted more than 100 bills related to reproductive rights introduced in states across the country in January alone. In Missouri, Republicans have a stronghold on the legislature, so many of these bills restricting abortion have been introduced before. For example, Senator Andrew Koenig introduced a bill that would ban an abortion if a fetal heartbeat is detected. That bill allows for abortions in cases of medical emergency. Koenig says if Missouri passes it this year, he would want it to be challenged in court. If it makes its way up to the Supreme Court, the justices could reconsider Roe v. Wade.
I think if you get a number of states, if you get like 20, 30 states pass it, I think the courts will weigh in and reconsider their previous rulings.
Mevy Mead is the director of policy and organizing for Planned Parenthood Advocates in Missouri. She calls the bill an abortion ban because fetal heartbeats can be detected about 6 weeks into a pregnancy.
The time at which that test might show results is before many women even know they're pregnant.
Currently, the only abortion provider in the state is a Planned Parenthood clinic in St. Louis.
My colleagues on the other side of the aisle continue to find more and more ways to take access away from women.
That's Democratic Senator Jill Shoup.
I think that in the last few sessions, they haven't passed probably as many anti-choice bills as they would have liked to, so they're loading them up this session.
A Supreme Court decision earlier this month indicates the justices might not be as willing to reconsider Roe v. Wade as conservatives hoped. In a 5-4 decision, the court temporarily blocked a Louisiana abortion law from going into effect. For KBIA, I'm Aviva Okeson-Haberman.